Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
All this market uncertainty is affecting a dozen cities and towns in Massachusetts that now face the threat of losing their coveted AAA credit ratings. So far, they still have perfect scores. But the rating agency Moody's has put a so-called negative outlook on their ratings. And if they're eventually downgraded, those communities might have to pay higher interest rates to borrow money for projects like building schools. We spoke earlier today with Steve Crosby, a former state secretary of administration and finance, and we asked him how this move by Moody's is related to the downgrading of the nation's credit rating.
The federal government sort of is the gold standard for credit ratings, and we're in a fiscal situation which is so unusual and so scary and so fragile that the case is being made by the rating agencies that if even the federal government can't qualify for a AAA rating, the highest rating, then maybe no government can. Ironically, they're looking only at the AAA ratings, which is the strongest communities, but in Massachusetts, the strongest communities are supported by federal dollars which are now at risk. For example, Raytheon has many high-paid engineers and so forth that live in the Westons, the Wellesleys, the Whalens. If Raytheon had tremendous budget cuts because of cuts in defense spending, ironically, it might hurt the tax base of wealthy communities more than it would hurt the tax base of not-so-wealthy communities.
So that's why we've seen communities such as Belmont, Concord,
correct,
Dover, well-to-do communities.
Right. Massachusetts does well in defense spending, in healthcare investment, research, federal research dollars. Those are high-income jobs, and those are spending amounts that are at risk. And if those were to get cut, then they hit the high-income communities.
Could you briefly explain for us what factors the rating agencies, in this case Moody's, are considering when they decide whether a city or town's credit is more risky?
They're looking at the vulnerability of a given community to the federal budget, to macroeconomic conditions, and to flexibility in the financial markets. The regular ongoing criteria for a community are its sort of core financial situations. How much debt do you have? How much debt service? What percentage of your budget goes to debt service? How strong is your tax base?
Now, those high-income communities are less likely than, say, a Brockton, Lawrence, Chelsea to be getting maybe more HUD money, more social service money, more welfare money. Does that mean that perhaps the next step is that we will see lower-income communities have their credit ratings at risk as well?
Well, of course, none of them has a AAA, first of all. They already have, even Boston doesn't have AAA rating. But in the long run, yes, it does mean that. Anybody that is affected by federal spending is going to be at risk.
So even though it seems to have been a bit of a surprise to some people that communities like Wayland, Weston, Brookline would be have their credit ratings threatened, it could just be that they're the first step and we will see lesser income communities threatened as well down the road.
Number one, I think that's true. And number two, I think there's an argument to be made that what the rating agencies have done right now, even though we can explain it, doesn't really make a lot of sense. Because as a practical matter, how much more at risk is the tax base in Newton than it was a month ago?
What's the likelihood that the communities that have had threats now, that have been put on this so-called negative outlook list, will actually end up having their credit ratings downgraded?
If any of them have got declines in their tax base or something funny going on with a lot of mortgage defaults or something, they're going to be looked at much more closely. But I would guess that probably the real issue here is whether the federal government can get its act together. If there's another shoe to drop at the federal level, that will probably be a bigger trigger than anything that happens at the local level.
The cities and towns like Acton, Belmont, Bedford, Concord, Dover, etc., who have had their credit ratings put on a so-called watch list, nothing changes for them unless and until their credit rating is actually downgraded. Is that right?
Other than the anxiety of the officials, that's correct.
Let's say there's a city or town that's already borrowed money at a fixed rate. If their credit rating gets downgraded tomorrow, that's not going to change the interest rate they paid on the money they've already borrowed.
Correct.
What about future borrowing? Is that the issue here?
It's future borrowing for sure, or any borrowing which has any variable rate capacity in it.
So I'm assuming then that the towns or cities that had planned to build something, they have a school they need to build or a senior center, these are the ones that are worried because
right,
their borrowing rates may be higher.
Their
in the
borrowing
future
rates may be higher than they've projected, and you can bet they've calculated their dollars and cents down to the penny to be able to pay that without a property tax override.
How worried do you think the cities and towns that are now seeing their credit ratings be at risk, how worried should they be?
I think they should be significantly worried. I don't think in and of itself this is all that big a deal for the city of New York. regional financial situation that we're in, I think it is significant.
Steve, thanks very much for talking with WBUR.
Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Steve Crosby was the State Secretary of Administration and Finance under Governors Paul Cellucci and Jane Swift. He's now Dean of the McCormick Graduate School of Policy Studies at UMass Boston. To see the full list of Massachusetts cities and towns facing threatened credit ratings, go to WBUR.org.